Is it possible to repeat the preparatory stage?
Anupupikata is in Pali, so it's like it's a graduated discourse. Anupupikata, constituent topics are dana, so generosity, and so that there, and which is always it's always introduced before sila even, because everybody can practice generosity, and sometimes not everybody can practice sila. And then the sila, virtue. And then the next is sangha, or heaven. So that there, in the sense, there are heavenly realms, heavenly states that are a result of skillful action, living in the world. It's not, how to say, there. You're introducing the effects of the wholesome effects of skillful karma, so that the mind accepts that. Then adinawa, which is drawbacks of sense desire, of sensualities, of chasing after materialism, chasing after consumption, so the drawbacks of the world. Nekamma is the benefits of relinquishment, the kind of the joy and brightness that comes from when we're able to let things go, let things drop, and then the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah, the order of that list shows the Buddha's brilliance and compassion as a teacher, because each of those stages, he's going to lose some of his audience. Some people are just not able to go further, and so by doing that, by teaching in that order, he ends up benefiting everyone to the extent
To the
that they
extent
can.
that they're willing. You can, like I lived in Thailand for a long time, so the spectrum of people that you see coming to a monastery, and there's plenty that come in. They've got faith in the triple gem. They practice generosity, but sila is just way beyond them. And you think, well, there shouldn't be that difficulty, but it is for many people, and so that the teachings are there to benefit everyone at whatever level they're willing to pick them up, and not everybody's going to be able to have that sense of say, renunciation and relinquishment. It's